Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is none other than Missouri State Senator Bob Onder, at Bob Onder Mo on Twitter. Bob, how is it up there in the swamp today?
Hey, Tim, it's good to be on with you. It feels like a swamp. It's hot, it's humid. I might as well be back in Missouri. I'm up here to discuss an important issue. And yes, the swamp is trying to intrude on the rights and the freedoms of state government. So I'm glad I was here today to fight back.
You know, Bob, it is a scary time when you think about and you've seen it firsthand today. We don't hear about this on the daily news all the time, especially in the liberal media outlets. But the U.S. House is passing out all sorts of crazy crap, and we're not hearing about it because it's so crazy. I think the liberal media networks are embarrassed to report about it. Luckily, we have something called the U.S. Senate, run by great fighter for freedom, Mitch McConnell, and he's putting most of that stuff in his drawer or in his round file, so to speak. But Bob, you were there today. You actually were testifying in front of a Speaker Pelosi U.S. House committee. Bob, tell us why were you there? Why were you testifying on Capitol Hill?
Sure, Tim. I was there because the Democrats in the U.S. House have another crazy idea for federal overreach. And it is this, that throughout our nation's history, public sector labor law, in other words, the laws that govern the relationships between the state of Missouri and cities and counties and fire boards and their employees, that has always been set at the state and local level. That's been true even after the federal labor law changed in the 1930s. And for good reason. Government unions are fundamentally different than private sector unions. And as such, it is really important that the people who are the employers of public employees retain control over how this area of the law operates. But the Pelosi Democrats have the idea of taking over this entire area of the law, superseding the laws of all 50 states, and imposing a one-size-fits-all, really dictatorial regime over all of us. So I was here to testify against that bill, I think it went well, but it just goes to show how really important elections are and how important it is to get back the control of the U.S. House of Representatives from Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Yeah, Bob, what could go wrong, right? The federal government taking over yet another area of our massive economy and trying to think they can run it better than the people or the states. Bob, we've seen this in energy. We've seen this in education. We've seen this in healthcare. And Bob, all that it's led to is more problems, more fighting, more conflict, and poor results. So now they want to take over the work. They want to basically run the entire workforce. This is centralized planning at its worst, isn't it?
It absolutely is. These two laws would reach down to the operations of every fire district, every school district, every city, every county, and the state of Missouri, and tell Missouri how it should run its state. Because after all, these workers provide vital public services. They educate our kids. They fight our fires. They keep us safe from bad guys. And who is the federal government to tell Missouri or Kansas or Texas how we should run our state and how we should run our public services? But that's exactly what the congressional Democrats seek to do with this bill. They weren't very happy with me today, that's for sure.
I bet not.
This is Bob, yeah, this is a fight that needs to be fought, though, Tim.
Bob, who is the sponsor of this bill? This genius piece of legislative crap.
it's co-sponsored by a whole bunch of different House Democrats. One of the main sponsors there today. I'm blanking on the name.
That's
right,
okay.
Now, but it's co-sponsored by a couple of dozen Democrats. One was a congresswoman from Iowa who spent about 3 minutes blasting me and our efforts at reform in the state of Missouri.
Oh, she doesn't like all the Bob Onder sponsored legislation that's passed into law, does she?
I don't think she likes any of it, Tim. But it was really funny because she went on for 3 minutes. And I was kind of waiting for the question, and she asked a question of the other witness.
Oh, yeah. Didn't want to hear your answer. Hey, Bob, so what did you tell the committee? What was your point of view? What were you trying to stress as to why you felt this legislation was unneeded, unnecessary, and probably horrible?
Well, really, my two main points are, first of all, that for decades now, Congress and even some very strong pro-labor public figures, such as Franklin D. Roosevelt, who signed the Wagner Act into law, or George Meany, the former head of the AFL-CIO, realized that public sector labor, public unions, are fundamentally different than private sector unions, and as such, they've allowed states and political subdivisions, county governments, to set their own policy in this area, and that it would be a massive federal overreach. It would be a huge violation of our freedoms and our principles of federalism for the federal government to take over this whole area of the law. And secondly, it would preclude reforms that protect public workers in Missouri, such as the House Bill 1413, in which we gave workers a right to see what unions are doing with their money, give them the right to periodically vote as to whether they want their workplace to be represented by a union, and yearly decide whether or not they want dues withheld from their paycheck. These, I believe, are fundamental workers' rights, and I think federalizing this and tipping everything toward the government unions is not the right policy for Missouri or for the country.
Hey, Bob, I got one more question on this, and then Tony Colombo's got a state legislative question for you as well. He's in studio with me today. So, Bob, basically in a nutshell, what you're talking about here is the fact that over the last, 5-10 years, there has been a huge movement for worker freedom, workers' rights, despite what the media wants to call it. That's what it truly is all across the country, especially in our more red-leaning states, who have said, look, we need to have paycheck protection. We need to have the right to work. We need to have prevailing wage reform and all these other things in the private and in the public sector employee area. We had the Janus Supreme Court case. And Bob, I'm going to speak to somebody from the Illinois Policy Institute about the 1 year anniversary of Janus next, which the left is fighting against tooth and nail in every state. So we've had this massive movement for worker freedom and liberty, and it's had great results. The results in the states, Bob, as you know, has been economic growth and development. So now the federal government wants to come in and preempt this entire area and tell the states that everything they've been doing is wrong and that they know better. Is that what this basically comes down to?
Well, that's exactly right, Tim. You know, we know in Wisconsin, had Wisconsin not done public sector labor reform, the state would have been forced to lay off hundreds of teachers as a result of Scott Walker and Act 10 and the legislature in Wisconsin. Not a single teacher was laid off. That's right. The Pelosi Democrats really believe that they know best and that they should be able to dictate to Missouri, to Kansas, to Texas, to Arkansas, what our policies should be in how we run state government. And that's just massive overreach. And yes, Janus's anniversary is tomorrow, which stood for the principle that while workers have a right to join and support unions, absolutely, they should also have the ability to not support a union if that union is not in line with their political beliefs. So I think we've had some big victories for worker freedom, and unfortunately the Pelosi Democrats are trying to take us in the opposite direction.
Senator Otter, Tony Colombo here. Before we let you go, like Tim mentioned, I wanted to ask you a question about some state news that broke today. Of course, we're all getting ready for this Democratic presidential debate happening tonight. But here on the state level, we got news that broke today from the Missouri Democratic Party announcing that they are planning on State Auditor Nicole Galloway to run for governor next year against, of course, Governor Mike Parson, who recently announced that he was officially running for re-election. Now that we've got an announcement, or at least a bit of an announcement from the Democratic Party, maybe not an official one yet, can you just kind of talk about what will be in store for Missouri voters? Obviously, the presidential election is going to be a huge deal this year, but it looks like a race for the governor here in the state is shaping up as well.
Well, there's no question, Tony, that is is big news. The Democrats have been struggling in Missouri for the last several election cycles, and Nicole Galloway is one of the few Democrats who's managed to win statewide office. But there's no question that this is going to be a real contrast in vision for the state of Missouri. Do we support out-of-control spending, out-of-control regulation? Do we oppose the right to life, oppose the right to keep and bear arms? If you believe in those policies, Nicole Galloway is your candidate. But if you believe in more freedom, if you believe that government ought to work efficiently, government ought to stay out of people's lives in any way that it can, if you believe in the right of innocent human life, Mike Parson is your candidate. I predict that Governor Parson will be reelected, but we do have a fight on our hands, and all hands on deck in getting Mike back across the finish line.
Fantastic. Hey Bob, before I let you go, did you get any help on the committee today? Was there any friendly fire directed your way? Maybe any of our Missouri delegation on that committee? Did you get any good questions where you could actually talk about legitimately what your testimony was about?
Well, yeah, there are no Missouri members on the committee from either side of the aisle, but ranking member Wahlberg did an excellent job in pointing out that these public sector union bills are just part of a broader Democrat attack on a worker freedom. I think he made some excellent points. We had Representative Allen from Georgia who pointed out how worker freedom has really benefited Georgia in a very big way. Georgia's been listed as the best state to do business. Representative Watkins, Representative Wright from Texas, really credited right to work as being a big economic driver in the state of Texas. So really, we had some great members from our side of the aisle asking some really good questions and sharing their personal experiences. Ranking Member Wahlberg himself once held a union card, actually comes from a union family, and yet he supports the principle of worker freedom and sees the importance of allowing states to decide important areas of policy for themselves, and not a one-size-fits-all dictatorial regime from Washington.
Well, Bob, the proof's in the pudding, right? I mean, when you look at how money walks, so to speak, and how it has walked around the country over the last several decades, the red states that promote lower taxes, lower regulations, worker freedom, good educational opportunities and choice, Bob, that's where the people are voting with their feet, right? That's where they're going to. That's I bet you that was part of one of the planks that you pointed out today, is that it has real-life economic results, and they're always positive.
Well, that's right. And the opposite is also true, too. If you look at the states that really allow the government unions to run the show, in New Jersey, every man, woman, and child owes $26,000 in unfunded pension debt. In California, that figure is $29,000. In Connecticut, it's $34,000. So yes, freedom in all its forms, whether it be less economic burden in the form of lower taxes, less regulation, or even freedom in terms of worker freedom, pays huge benefits for not only the state and its economy as a whole, but for the individual workers who are free to control their own destiny.
Fantastic. Senator Bob Unger, at Bob Unger Mo, thanks for joining us today, Bob, and giving it to us hot off the presses up there in the deep state D.C. swamp. You be careful up there and get home soon.
I will wade through the swamp very carefully, Tim. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for representing Missouri well. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.